Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki, and I was calling from the Alabama Department of Labor. Can I please speak to Ms. Norris, please?
This is her.
How may I assist you?
I've been having trouble filing my unemployment, and I don't know if I need to reopen or do a new claim. I'm not really sure.
Okay, now what I can do for you, ma'am, I can be able to take a look at your account for you. Can I please have your social?
417-49-7578.
And that's 417-49-7578. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Renita Norris, August 19, 1998, in Hick.
Yes, ma'am. When was the last time you filed your weekly?
I'm really not sure.
Yes, ma'am. You said you're not sure when you have filed your weekly. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
10.
Do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Can you verify your driver's license state?
Alabama.
Can you verify your driver's license number?
1 second.
There's a lot of chatter going around the
house.
Like Sean is messy. She's looking up after herself. And even though she was supposed to share a peaceful bed with him.
949-0865. Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card? A benefits
card. If you get approved, you will receive your benefits card within 5 to 7 business days. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
It should be 383 S Street, Alexander City, Alabama.
Did you want me to change your mailing address for you?
Please.
Yes, ma'am. And what is that mailing address?
383. The letter is Street. Alexander City, Alabama, 35010.
Okay, that's going to be 383 S Street, Alexander City, Alabama, 35010. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
256-786-2799.
And what is your email address?
Renita Norris, RENITANORRIS, the number 5@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be your first name, your last name, the number 5@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Your mailing address is 383 S Street, Alexander City, Alabama, 35010. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? it's a Inniston, it's a Gaston, it's a Sylacauga, it's a Madison, or it's a none of the above?
Sylacauga.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What color is your 2008 Chrysler Aspen? Is it green? Is it maroon? Is it silver? Is it yellow? Or had never been associated with this vehicle?
No, the last one you said.
Is it yellow?
No, I think
I have never been associated with this vehicle.
Ma'am.
Okay. Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 1624 16 Way Southwest? Is it 1920 Tree Crossings Parkway? Is it 250 Willow Drive? Is it 3658 First Street? Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
250 Willow Drive.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
Ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
June 13th, 2020.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yes.
Are you in school or training?
In school.
Are you attending high school on a regular full-time basis?
No, ma'am.
Are you attending WIA, TAA, or any dislocated worker training program?
It's called Stratford University's online, so I guess not.
Okay. What days and hours do you attend school?
Ma'am.
What days and hours do you attend school?
It's anytime I want to.
Okay, thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
I am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No. No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
$10.50.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title and description?
It's ProLink Assembly.
Okay, you say assembly, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
With your job description, when you're working as a part of a team, having responsibility.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I am.
What is the name of your employer?
ProLink. That's a company.
Yes, ma'am. It's a ProLink LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. What is your employer phone number?
I don't know it by heart.
I can look it up for you. Would it be okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state?
Alexander City, Alabama.
Is it ProLink Staffing?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it on 792 Commerce Drive, Suite 101?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What is your employment start date?
When am I available to start?
No, ma'am. When was the first day that you started working at ProLink?
June 1st, 22.
When was the last day that you were?
June 13th.
You said June the 13th?
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state that work was performed in?
Alexander City, Alabama.
Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separate employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
Got sick.
Okay, you had got sick.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you been discharged?
I ended up having to dang, what's the name of that word? I can't think of the word when I had to be by myself. Quarantine.
Okay, you had to quarantine because you was around someone that had COVID or.
Ma'am.
You was around someone that had COVID or?
Yes, ma'am. I was around someone who had COVID.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want me to put down like a word for you?
You can.
Yes, ma'am. Do your letter have 10% on your weekly benefit check? What the hell for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a pen and paper? So you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number.
Hold on. I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. Your temporary PIN number is 7898.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you want to repeat that back to me?
7898.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/posting and update your online resume. Fail to do so may result in interrupting your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, or next week. An information bulletin will be mailed to you. This bulletin explains your rights and responsibility and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file an instruction listing could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. Do you know how much? Well, I got to get accepted first. Or do you know how much I'll be due?
It's going to take no more than 2 to 3 weeks for the process, and they should be able to send you out a letter mail to let you know if you've been approved.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Now, don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And thank